Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sangam India Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vandini Tatid from Go India Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Sangam India Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have on the call Mr. Anurag Soni, Managing Director. Please note that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Soni for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Hi, very good afternoon to all the participants on the call. My name is Anurag Soni. I'm the Managing Director of Sangam India Limited. I welcome all of you on the call today. And I hope you had a chance to go through the presentation shared on the exchange, and I'm happy to take any questions further.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could articulate to us the current business environment and the factors that are currently affecting our margins and the profitability, and going ahead, what are the key indicators that you would like to address us in terms of the growth trajectory?
Right. Thank you. I'll answer that. See, the current environment, textile sector overall has been going through a difficult phase over the last 6 to 8 quarters. It is, and that is evident across the results coming out from all the companies in the sector. Currently, it looks like that, even in the current times, it is still a difficult time that that we are going through, and going forward. Probably, I think it may take 1-2 more quarters for actually full recovery to start and results to improve.
And sir, the cost efficiency which we are currently working on in terms of reduction in our power cost or other variables or the other factors, if you could just allude, where are we working in terms of improving the margins, which when the tide turns or when the environment improves, will add air to our margins?
Right. So see, optimizing costs is a continuous process. So that is across all the cost centers that may include, as you mentioned, power costs or even... So the biggest cost for our company is actually power cost, and then there is employee cost, that is salary and wages. So that contributes about 20% of the conversion costs. So this is a continuous process that we keep working on. So it is nothing specific that we are doing differently right now that I have an update for. Having said that, both like when we compare our conversion costs to the peers, we do feel that we are quite competitive on that front. So and that also tells in the results. So our margins are still on a decent levels compared to what the sector is facing. I think from that point of view, we are well placed on the cost front, and whenever the tide turns, we will be able to expand our margins and we have the capacity to maximize that whenever the market turns from that point of view.
What is our maintenance CapEx for the current year and also for capacity augmentation? Are we undertaking any CapEx? And what is our net debt number and the cost of funds?
Maintenance CapEx would, like, normally it would range between 1%-2% of the gross block. I think for the current year, I think there may be a maintenance CapEx of anywhere between 15 to 20 crores. And this is the number that probably historically, over the last 3-4 years is what we have incurred. So going forward, I think it would be at similar levels.
Our debt number, sir, what is our net debt number and our cost of
Right.
Both long-term and working capital.
Just give me a second. So I think the long-term debt would stand around just 1 second. Yeah, it's about 850 crores currently. That would include any kind of undisbursed loan. So right now we are at, I think, 670 or 700 odd crores. There is some amount to be disbursed that is on the ongoing capex. So I think the peak debt will go around 850 crores. Working capital drawdown, I think, is around 350 crores is what our CC utilization is around.
Cost of fund?
Cost of fund, working capital would range around 7.5%, and long-term debt would be around about 8.75 to 8.8%. This is, and if I net off with the subsidies that we receive as interest subvention, it would go down below 5%.
Okay, and the last point is, we have first quarter EBITDA at 67 crore.
Mm-hmm.
And taking into account the current utilization level, firstly, if you could give some color on the utilization level, then what should be the trajectory for EBITDA for the remaining part of this?
See, currently, I think this quarter we did about 10% EBITDA margins. What we are looking at for a full year, I think it should be upwards from this number. That is one, as far as the margin is concerned. And probably September quarter might see a little dip, but then I think December quarter onwards it will start picking up, because normally September quarter is one of the lowest performing quarters. But overall, I think for the full year number, it will be more than what we have done in June. And on the top line front, I think we should see about at least 15% growth on that.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I joined the team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyam Badera from ProfitMart Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. In last quarter, management mentioned that the interest cost is at its high and it would be reducing in coming quarters. So, however, it is same in this quarter as well. So, what is the plan regarding the debt repayment and interest cost?
Right. So, I think in the last call, there was a question asked regarding the interest cost, and I think what I had mentioned was that we've peaked as far as the interest costs are concerned. It will not go up from here. However, I don't think that we have mentioned at any time that the interest costs will start going down. So I think we will see these levels for a certain time. And as I said, that there are certain term loans that are still to be drawn down. So that will add to the interest cost, but then there are also repayments that are happening. So overall number would remain in this range. The interest cost, again, I'll mention that it has peaked, but I'm not saying that it is going to come down in the near future.
Okay. And my second question is, what is the company's plan for its denim and garment division, considering they have a high margin business?
You mentioned denim and garments, right?
Yeah.
Right. See, garment is a very small portion of the business in the company currently. However, there is focus on growing that. So I think the garments, like we've incurred a significant capex just probably in 2 quarters back. So that is so we have the capacities that we have built. So and that capacities can double our garment business. I think over the next 2-3 quarters we should start seeing capacity utilizations going up, and that will add to the overall revenue numbers as well. And the second part is with regards to denim. I think denim year on year we've done about a 20% growth in that business, and that is a number that, so we are very aggressive on that front. So we would say that going forward also we should see a significant growth in that business, and that when we are projecting future when we are giving any kind of future guidance, I think a significant portion is being added from the denim business here.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask your questions. The next question is from the line of Disha from Nivasha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Please go ahead with your question. Ms. Disha, please go ahead with your question. Due to no response, we will take the next question. The next question is from the line of Aditya from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I want to understand, currently there is a yarn business which is low margin, and we want to increase the wallet share in our fabric business, then there is a garment business. So you are putting a lot of capacity in the yarn. I am thinking that you would be using that in fabric. And what are your thoughts in increasing the garment positioning more? Because that is a more high margin business, right? Why are we... I know you are focusing on the garment, but why are we more focusing on garment, I'm asking, rather than fabric? So can you share some thoughts here?
Right. See, for a long time... Sangam has been a yarn-driven business. I think the transition from yarn to fabric is what the focus point today is. Having said that, as I mentioned earlier in the call, we've incurred a capex on the garment business as well last year, which we intend to fully utilize the capacities in the current financial year. Once that is done, I think we can probably... So we are open to expanding that business, but... I will also add to that once what we have incurred already, let us stabilize that and we deliver that on the results, and then probably next year again we can start looking at further expansions there. So when I mentioned that there is a significant capex we have done last year, that is to double the capacity that we had earlier. So we are already doubling from that number, and then once we stabilize it, then we can look at further increasing capacities here. So this is a new business for us where we are trying to develop our expertise as well. So once it is a small step that we are taking now, and then probably with a future outlook that once we set up our distribution and our marketing, and then we can probably look at further expansions.
What is the amount of capex you have invested here?
I think we added about 100 crore capex last year on this.
So on that, how much sales we can make?
So current capacity, if we operate fully, we can do over about 200 to 250 crore sales is possible.
Okay. Then basically, so now thinking as a long term, suppose 3 to 5 years. Now the yarn, whatever I mean, you can also correct that. If yarn you are making, so that would be used as a backward integration for the fabric. Mostly, how much would be in-house consumption there? That is my first one. And in a long-term 3 to 5 years view, how do you want to be your composition? It should be
fabric 70 or 50-60 and rest garment 30-40, or what is the thought there? I mean, in 3 to 5 years as Sangam?
See, obviously the aspiration is to have as much forward integration as possible. However, I think like one step at a time. So first, I think with the idea is to reduce the yarn sales and use that captively as much as possible. However, there are some yarns we make that are not necessarily low margin products. So that way, that is going to continue even in the future. However, I think currently the composition coming from yarn division is about 45%. I think this number over 3 to 5 year period will definitely go around 25%. And the fabric composition, that is both denims and synthetic side, will increase significantly. I think garment composition today is about 3% of the business. This may go up to about 10 to 15%.
So to handle the garments, since we are new here, are we looking for any professional here, or once we stabilize, once we think to expand big, at that time we will be looking for professional to manage so that we don't go...
No. So the challenge today, we don't have a challenge with the personnel. I think we have a good team already taking care of the business, and that team is going to continue for the future as well.
And one more last thing on the debt. So currently I see there is a lot of debt because we have done a lot of capital. I understand that. But suppose the problem will come when the cycle doesn't play out right. So how do you want to tackle this situation? I mean, what are the steps we are taking forward so that we don't go into that trap? Or how do you see in term this positioning of India gaining a market share in the global sourcing also, right? I think you mostly supply to Indian context only. I think a lot of thing is in India, but can you explain on that and the market and the debt? How do you see going forward? Yeah. Thanks.
See, if I got that correctly, then the first question is regarding the debt and the debt repayment and linked to what the market scenarios are. And the second part of the question was what kind of market do we supply to? So, the first part I'll answer, I think we are very comfortable as far as our debt repayments are concerned. Over the next 7 to 8 years, that where the debt has to be repaid, I think the peak repayment is around 110 crores in a year. That, so even the current EBITDA levels are very, very comfortable to take care of the repayment. So there is no, so we are not over leveraged from that point of view, one. And secondly, even today's numbers are, can take care of any kind of repayments that are due every year. So we are not going to fall into any trap. So we are pretty judicious on that one. The second part is that with regards to the market, so about 65 to 70% of our sales, or maybe like 2/3 of our sales come from the domestic market and 1/3 of our sales come from the export market. So there is a significant presence across the globe. We are supplying to, I think, over maybe 60 countries. So we are present at major textile centers across the globe as well. So, yeah, that was the second question that you asked.
How much composition is yarn or fabric or garment? What is the composition when you do export? I think export would be high margin.
No, not necessarily. So see, it totally depends on the product and the geography you're supplying to. So there are products and markets within India as well that are high margin markets. And so that's not necessarily, there's a correlation there. Secondly, you asked regarding the business-wise composition. So more or less when I said 1/3, 2/3, that would look... Yeah, across all our businesses, I think that is the number that is going to come out. Garments, we are majorly domestically focused because India itself is a huge market. So there are a lot of opportunities here itself. So there the focus is more on the domestic market. But fabric and yarn, it is 1/3, 2/3 across all the businesses.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay.
A question on Bangladesh issue. Now, how does the situation in Bangladesh help the company, or how does it impact our revenues going ahead?
I'll attempt to answer that question. Like, with regards to the company and with regards to the sector, both sides. Bangladesh is one of, I think, probably the second largest producer of garments in the world. So any kind of disruption that is happening there may not necessarily be a great thing in the short term for the Indian market and as far as for the company, because there's a lot of supplies that happen to Bangladesh on the fabric front and the yarn front. So having said that, we already are seeing that with the new interim government in place in Bangladesh, the orders have started coming in again, and also the payment cycles are and the banking issues, whatever were there in the short term, we are seeing that they're getting resolved. So that is one. Now, in medium to long term, once I think India and we at Sangam, we start building our garment capacities, I think that is when we can actually say that any kind of problems there would be more beneficial to the Indian textile market, textile sector. But currently, the textile capacities and the garment building capacities here are very low with regards to the global context, right? So in the very short term, I don't think there's any benefit from any kind of disruption that is happening in Bangladesh.
And there's no risk because we're supplying yarn to them, so that doesn't, none of our payments are being, received very smoothly, right?
Yes, so all our supplies in Bangladesh are LC bagged. That is one. And also, company has, we do undertake insurance cover for all our export payments. So there is not a very big risk on that front that we foresee currently. However, as I said, we already are seeing that orders have started to come in again, and things are improving in Bangladesh. So there is not a very big risk that we foresee even on the business side.
So none of the customers have been affected with this violence, right?
No, nothing major.
Great. Okay. And now my second question is, the company, and it's I think first or second slide, they have been mentioning that they want to grow the percentage of fabric and garment and reduce the yarn dependence. Now, I am not able to understand that how you're doing a capex of 344 crores in yarn. It has been allotted. So while the garments still stand at 3% of the revenue, what is your strategy going ahead?
Again, I said that garment is a very small part of rental.
Hello.
Itself. So this year we want to stabilize that capex and then probably see how do we want to go forward post that. Having said that, if all falls in place, we would want to grow at 25-30% on the garment front because the base is very low. That is one. Secondly, the capex in the yarn that we are incurring right now is majorly to support the denim business. So as I said, denim business we are very aggressive there, and we are seeing a significant growth in that business. So we have built our in-house yarn capacities accordingly. And even the other capex, so last couple of years, the company has been in a continuous capex cycle. So we have done capex in all our businesses. So that includes the yarn, garment, denims, and the synthetic fabric side.
Okay. Though it looks the transition from 53% to 60% of value-added products portfolio appears to be an attainable goal, however, there has been no substantial change in the revenue composition as of now, right?
That is from last financial year to the current financial year?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the Q1 numbers are on similar lines, but it is difficult to actually change anything on quarter-on-quarter basis, but I think on a long-term trend, you will see the difference.
Long-term, how long? As in the next 2 years, 3 years, or...
Next 2 years, definitely. So we are talking about FY26, right? So definitely in 2 years, yeah. essentially in 2 years. Okay. And how are you planning to increase your ROE? Because, you know, you're doing so much investment, you're taking so much debt. What is the cost of debt? Sorry, if I can just question this question.
See, long-term debt is below 5%.
Below 5%. Like our company is doing an ROE of almost, you know, sub 10%. How do you plan to take this ahead? Because, you know, we're doing almost an ROE of the cost of debt. So,
right.
Whatever we are earning, literally we are giving it to the bank. I mean, we're getting into the cycle of earning for the banks.
Right.
So, how are we going to get out of that? Are we planning a preferential or something? You know, something like that, you know, dilute the equity or get, you know, how do we increase our ROE? That's my basic question.
Right. See, frankly, to increase your ROE, you have to increase your profits, right? That is something that we have to focus on. Having said that, the current number obviously looks very low. That's also because in the context we are seeing on the last 1 year performance where the profit has been hit. I think a couple of years back, the ROE was around 20%. So, right now there's a low base and the profitability and the margins are low. So that's how we are seeing that number. It looks very, very low. Having said that, as I mentioned again, the sector is going through a tough time, and that is so we are not let's say we are part of that the problem that is being faced by the textile sector right now. Once these things start changing, I think and our margins that we have mentioned that when you over the next 6 to 8 quarters that the margins start going up and all these capex that have come in that will add to the revenue as well. So I think the ROE will start picking up. So what you are seeing today is probably the lowest that we are going to be for a very good for a long time in the future. So this is just a circumstance where we have incurred the capex, the debt levels are high, your there are sector headwinds that are not, you know, conducive. The margins are low. So all that put together today, that number looks low.
So what I'm trying to, you know, tell you this is that we are getting into a debt trap right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can't depend on our sector to, you know, revive and then, like when you're having a viral fever, everybody's having a viral fever, we can't say that, okay, my temperature is 104, but it's okay, everybody's temperature is 104. Right now, we have to take the paracetamol, we have to take the funds, we have to, you know, maybe dilute the equity and get the funds so that, you know, we don't get into a possible bad situation. So, and when the sector revives, when, you know, the tailwind starts, that time we can outperform the entire sector. This is what I'm trying to say.
Right. So, see, having said that again, let us say the full year EBITDA comes around 280 to 300 crores, right? My repayment levels are at 100 crores. My interest costs are below 100 crores. So we are still very well, very comfortable on that front. So there is, I don't really see a debt trap there as of now. And even going forward, as I mentioned, that over the next 5-6 years, our repayment schedule is very, very comfortable. So there is no challenge there. And secondly, as I mentioned, even the cost of this long-term debt is below 5%. We are very well capitalized. And then if a need arises in the future where we see opportunity that raising equity and paying off debt makes sense, I think we can look at that. But currently, there are no such plans.
Okay. No, this was just a suggestion from a long-term investor. That's it. That's all. Not trying to, you know, mean otherwise. So
so perfectly understood. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I mean. I was trying to see. I mean, I was trying to see how we can, you know, increase our, you know, chances of outperforming the markets. That is all I was trying to just mention.
No, point well taken. Thank you very much for that.
All the very best, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Disha from Nivasha Investments. Please go ahead. Ms. Disha, you may go ahead with your question. As current participant isn't answering, we'll take the next question. The next question is from the line of Tushar Vasuja from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. My first one is, what are your current cotton spreads and how have they changed YOY and sequentially?
Right. So, see, cotton spreads, how they've changed year on year, I think there is a slight increase. So we also mentioned on our presentation that the yarn prices have started to move up, however, not significantly, a little bit. And cotton prices are still probably at the lowest levels. So, but there are still, you know, like on the margin front, there is still pressure. But I think probably we are, I think on the cotton side, we are seeing a recovery and we do hope that this should start going up from here.
So can I have a percentage change for sequentially?
The percentage change is what probably I think it's 5 to 7 rupees. So maybe I think 2-3% there's an increase on the percentage change if you ask me. Yeah.
Okay. And so my next question is on what's your utilization for denim right now?
Denim fabric utilization, I think, is about, I think last quarter is about 94%. So we are almost fully utilizing our capacity.
Okay, and you're also mentioning that you would have a substantial growth in the denim segment and you're also doing a yarn capex for it. So are you also doing a capex in denim segment?
So, see, like on the production side, I think like you can still get a lot of fabric outsourced. So currently, no, we don't intend to do any capex on that front because we have a substantial capacity in-house. And then like there are certain processes that are easily done on job work outside. So I think to answer your question, no, there's no further capex plan there.
Okay, and so one last thing that one of your peers is doing a decent sized capex in denims. So how do you see the space going forward in terms of supply and margins?
Sorry, who did you mention? Who is doing a big capex on that front?
Swara Shooting.
See, again, like when you mentioned that there's a substantial capex, so see, overall market, the market will keep growing. There will be people coming in and adding capacities. As far as Sangam is concerned, as I mentioned, year on year, we have done a 20% growth in this business. And we are very hopeful going forward as well that we'll keep seeing growth. And as far as the sector is concerned, there's a plenty of space, right, for people to come in then it is about your markets, the geographies that you cater to, the products that you are developing. So I think from that point of view, we are very well placed. So just last quarter, Sangam has received an award for being the highest exporter of denim fabrics in the country. So and we are seeing good development in new markets on the export front as well. So yeah, I think like we will see continuous growth in this business.
Fair enough. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask your questions. The next question is from the line of Devendra Nagori from Saroj Infrastructure. Please go ahead.
Anwar sir, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
सर सभी शेयरहोल्डर की तरफ से आने वाले जन्मदिन की आपको बहुत-बहुत बधाई सर 29 अगस्त का सर
थैंक यू वेरी मच
सर रिटर्न गिफ्ट क्या देना पसंद करोगे सर शेयरहोल्डर को
देखिए हम बस कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि वी परफॉर्म बेटर एंड
क्योंकि काफी टाइम से सर ये आप कह रहे थे सर कुछ बड़ा कुछ होगा एंड सेकंड सर आपने ये कहा था कि अपने 2026 में 4000 करोड़ का मार्केट अपना आप ये इसको कैपेसिटी आप बढ़ा रहे हैं सर करंट ईयर कैसे में इसका कुछ बेनिफिट कंपनी को मिलेगा सर
किस चीज का बेनिफिट
सर जो आप मार्केट कैप जो अपने ये जो बढ़ा रहे हैं 4000 करोड़ का कैपेसिटी जो बढ़ा रहे हैं प्लांट का
राइट
करंट ईयर के अंदर कुछ बेनिफिट मिलने वाला है या
नहीं करंट ईयर में हमने मैंने पहले कॉल पे बताया था कि करीबन मतलब हम रेवेन्यू में 15% ग्रोथ एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं इन द करंट ईयर सो अगर आप देखेंगे जून क्वार्टर का जो रेवेन्यू नंबर है वो ऑलमोस्ट मार्च क्वार्टर से मैच हो रहा है सो हिस्टोरिकली मार्च क्वार्टर हैज ऑलवेज बीन द बेस्ट क्वार्टर सो वी आर वेरी हैप्पी विद द नंबर वी हैव डन इन जून और इसी तरीके से अगर आगे चलता रहेगा तो आई थिंक 15% का ग्रोथ हम इजिली करंट ईयर में एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं ईयर ऑन ईयर
ओके सर
रिटर्न
गिफ्ट आपने बताया नहीं सर
रिटर्न गिफ्ट तो मैं क्या कह सकता हूँ मतलब आई थिंक तो वी आर ट्राइंग दैट वी परफॉर्म बेटर और आपको शायद अगले क्वार्टर के रिजल्ट्स में हम कोशिश करेंगे कि आपको खुशी हो
थैंक यू सो मच सर थैंक यू सो मच
थैंक यू
The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
जी सर सर आई जस्ट गॉट ड्रॉप इन द कॉल सर आपने बांग्लादेश के सिनेरियो पे हैव यू थ्रोन सम लाइट हाउ हैव द फियास्को द पॉलिटिकल अपील देयर हैज अफेक्टेड द टेक्सटाइल इंडस्ट्री इन पर्टिकुलर एंड हाउ डू यू सी द डायनामिक इफ एनी चेंजिंग सर देयर
देखिए मैंने पहले अभी मेंशन किया था एक्चुअली कि बांग्लादेश एक बड़ा गारमेंटिंग हब है एंड सो देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ फैब्रिक्स एंड यार्न्स दैट आर सप्लाइड टू बांग्लादेश फ्रॉम इंडिया एंड इवन फ्रॉम संगम सो शॉर्ट टर्म आई थिंक देयर वर डिसरप्शंस ओवर द लास्ट वन मंथ हैविंग सेड दैट जब से अभी नया इंटरिम गवर्नमेंट बना है तो थोड़ा बहुत ऑलरेडी नए ऑर्डर्स आना चालू हो गए हैं इवन जो पेमेंट साइकल्स है सो ऑल आवर पेमेंट्स आर एलसी बैक बट बैंकिंग चैनल्स भी जो बीच में थोड़े से 10-15 दिन के लिए डिस्टर्ब हो गए थे तो अभी वो सब ओपन अप होना चालू हुआ है सो होपफुली बहुत बड़ा डिसेप्शन नहीं लग रहा है एंड बट वी वेट एंड वॉच अगर ऐसा ही ट्रेंड रहा तो इसमें लगता है कि वापस मतलब सिचुएशन विल बी नॉर्मल सून
अच्छा सर आप क्वांटिफाई कर सकते हैं लास्ट क्वार्टर में क्या क्या बिजनेस हमने किया और ईयरली एवरेज क्या बिजनेस हम बांग्लादेश से करते हैं
देखिए हम ऑलमोस्ट मंथली 25-30 करोड़ का सेल बांग्लादेश से अभी हम एज ऑफ नाउ रन रेट इतना है पिछले साल तो इतना सेल था नहीं तो बांग्लादेश वाज अ लोअर नंबर बिकॉज रिसेंटली वी हैव बीन ऑनबोर्डेड बाय लॉट ऑफ ब्रांड्स जिनका गारमेंटिंग बांग्लादेश के थ्रू होता है नॉमिनेशन यूरोप से होता है सो उसके कारण अभी बांग्लादेश का बिजनेस बढ़ा है सो अभी करंट रन रेट अबाउट 25-30 करोड़ मंथली है
सर एक एक पॉइंट और बताइए कि सर व्हेन वी सी द इकोसिस्टम एट बांग्लादेश को हम सर एक मेजर प्लेयर बोलते हैं गारमेंट इंडस्ट्री के इसमें तो सर वो इकोसिस्टम में कैसे प्ले आउट करता है अगर आप अगर संक्षिप्त में बताना चाहें सर कि what exactly Bangladesh is related to the textile ecosystem and how are companies like Sangam and others benefit from whatever growth or which Bangladesh ke through route hogi sir agar aap ke thoda samjhate
sir right dekhiye jitne bhi bade retail brands hain to unka supply chain majorly Bangladesh dependent hai why बांग्लादेश बिकॉज बांग्लादेश के पास एक एडेड एडवांटेज है यूरोपियन कंट्रीज में एक्सपोर्ट करने का जहाँ पे करीबन 10% गारमेंट्स पे ड्यूटी जो अगर इंडिया से एक्सपोर्ट को लगती है और बांग्लादेश से नहीं लगती है तो इस कारण से बांग्लादेश को एक सब्सटेंशियल एडवांटेज वहां मिल जाता है ऑल्सो बांग्लादेश हैज फोकस्ड अ लॉट ओवर द लास्ट कपल ऑफ डेकेड्स वेयर टू बिल्ड देयर गारमेंटिंग कैपेबिलिटीज तो वहां का इकोनॉमी का बहुत बड़ा डिपेंडेंसी इस इंडस्ट्री के ऊपर है सो दैट इज वाई बांग्लादेश इज डूइंग सो वेल एंड जो 10% एक बड़ा नंबर होता है जिसके कारण एक एडेड एडवांटेज उनके पास है एज फार एज इंडिया का या संगम का अपन बात करें तो देखिए बांग्लादेश का अगर बिजनेस बढ़ता है तो बांग्लादेश में कंजम्पशन कुछ नहीं है. इट इज बेसिकली अ गारमेंटिंग हब दैट इज कन्वर्टिंग फॉर द रिटेलर्स इन यूरोप. सो जितना वहां का बिजनेस बढ़ता है वहां का सप्लाई चेन वापस इंडिया पे बहुत ज्यादा डिपेंडेंट है यान और फैब्रिक साइड पे ऊपर. सो वहां का बिजनेस अगर ग्रो करेगा सो इट विल इनेबल अस टू एक्सपोर्ट मोर, दैट इज वन. सेकेंडली लॉन्ग टर्म में इंडिया के अंदर भी जैसे हमने बोला कि हमारे पास अभी छोटी गारमेंटिंग फैसिलिटीज है, वी आर ट्राइंग टू डेवलप दैट. आई थिंक वंस ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम ओवर नेक्स्ट 5 to 6 ईयर्स आई थिंक इनफ कैपेसिटीज आर बिल्ट इन इंडिया, तो देन इवन वी कैन कम्पीट बेटर विद बांग्लादेश डिस्पाइट द ड्यूटी बेनिफिट. बट दैट विल स्टिल टेक टाइम. सो वो मीडियम टू लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटेजी हो सकता है. इन द वेरी शॉर्ट टर्म ऐसा नहीं है कि बांग्लादेश में कोई डिस्ट्रप्शन होगा तो उसका बहुत बड़ा बेनिफिट यहाँ पे ट्रांसफर हो जाएगा.
और सर यान और फैब्रिक्स में व्हाट शुड बी द मिक्स सर जो हम बांग्लादेश को देते हैं, कितना परसेंटेज यान होता है कितना फैब्रिक रहता है?
देखिए मेरे पास एब्सोल्युटली एग्जैक्ट नंबर अभी नहीं है बट मे बी आई थिंक इसमें शायद 60% या 65% शायद फैब्रिक से आएगा एंड बैलेंस यान से आएगा.
ओके सर, वो यान फिर व्हेन दे आर ओनली हैविंग द गारमेंटिंग फैसिलिटी हाउ आर दे यूटिलाइजिंग द यान व्हिच दे आर इंपोर्टिंग फ्रॉम द कंट्री फ्रॉम इंडिया?
सो दैट्स की गारमेंटिंग में मेजर हब है बट हैविंग सेड दैट ऐसा नहीं है कि दे डोंट हैव एनी फैब्रिक फैक्ट्रीज देयर. तो उनके पास कुछ कैपेसिटीज तो वहां पे भी है.
Right. Thank you for all the elaborate answers and all the best to the team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Disha from Nivasha Investments Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes.
Hi. Good afternoon. Actually, I had a question that does the company have plans for recycling and renewable energy and for the treatment plants further? And what can be the capex strategy for this particular recycling and renewable energy?
Right. Hi, good afternoon. So definitely we are thinking on that front. I mentioned, I think, in the last quarter call that we do have plans to add solar power plants within the company. However, we want to stabilize all the capex that which are ongoing in the company. So let us say this year we stabilize that, and then post that once the EBITDA starts flowing in, the debt levels are under control, then maybe we can look at this. So maybe I think a couple of years from now is something that we can look at adding further solar capacities. And the second part of the question what you mentioned, what is the capex that is going to be required? So the maximum solar that we can put within the guidelines, the regulations of the state, I think the company will have to spend about 200 to 225 crores for that.
Okay. And one more thing, that in the previous call it was mentioned that the company has Rajasthan government incentive scheme. So how long the company will be having this scheme and is there any duration of this scheme?
Right. So see, the major benefit that is coming from the scheme is actually the interest subvention. So that is broadly all. I think once we start taking the benefits, we can take up to 5 years. So that more or less takes care of the duration or the tenor of the loan. So within the loan period, there is a subvention that is provided on the interest payments by the government.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. When you said yarn would be 25% in coming 3 to 5 years, then whatever the capacity, how much would be
आई मीन हमारे अपने फैक्ट्री में वुड बी यूटिलाइज आई मीन फॉर द फॉरवर्ड इंटीग्रेशन. कैन यू थ्रो सम लाइट इन दैट हाउ मच व्हेन यू से यू विल बी सेलिंग 25% ऑफ रेवेन्यू आउटसाइड देन इन दैट यू सेड दैट देयर इज समथिंग कमोडिटी देयर इज समथिंग वैल्यू एडिशन. कैन यू थ्रो सम लाइट हियर. या सॉरी आई डिडंट रियली क्वाइट अंडरस्टैंड. वापस एक बार पूछ सकते हैं आप. हाँ हाँ. सो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज यू सेड करंटली वी आर पुटिंग मोर कैपेसिटी फॉर यार्न करेक्ट. Now, some would be utilized for forward integration, right? I mean, some would be utilized for, as a backward integration for fabric. Some would be sold outside, correct? In 3 to 5 years, this outside, whatever we are selling, that would be 25% of our revenue, correct? That element is there. And that would be very, I mean, it is very commodity element. Then you also said that, yarn mein, humare paas, there is also value addition, which is high margin wala bhi hai. तो आप इसके बारे में बता सकते हो कि यार्न में कौन सा हाई मार्जिन है. देन हाउ मच यू विल बी कंजम्पशन आई मीन कितना कंजम्पशन इंटरनली होगा इसमें यार्न में कैसा होगा. अभी तो 45% ऑफ रेवेन्यू ही
राइट. सो सी आई थिंक 45% ऑफ रेवेन्यू आज की डेट में है. सो गोइंग फॉरवर्ड एज आई मेंशनड अर्लियर दैट ये नंबर नहीं राइट. Fabric, denim side and the synthetic fabric side, that number is going up quarter and quarter. We can see that there is substantial growth on that business. So, see, matlab, aap jo mere se pooch rahe hai ki, you know, to put an exact number on it, it is very, very difficult, right? So, I gave a guidance that it will look around that number 3 to 5 years. Abhi hum jo actual numbers ki baat kar rahe hai, wo majorly hum FY26 tak अपने अपने प्रेजेंटेशन में डाल रखा है. सो ऑन दैट फ्रंट हमने वहां पे आई थिंक वी आर सेइंग दैट द एंडेवर इज दैट ओवर द नेक्स्ट 2 years यार्न बिजनेस गोज डाउन टू अबाउट 35% एंड फैब्रिक बिजनेस गोज अप टू अबाउट 60% एंड गारमेंट गोज अप टू 5-6% फ्रॉम द करंट 3%. सो दैट इज वॉट आई थिंक वी स्टिक टू राइट नाउ एंड देन इफ वी आर एबल टू डू दिस बाय FY26 तो वो फिर 35 से 25 का प्लान. But it is just the same strategy that is going forward. ये कम होता रहेगा बाकी बढ़ता रहेगा.
So in yarn में हमारे पास value added कुछ है और it's basic.
Yarn में there are two things. There is cotton yarn and there is PV dyed synthetic yarn. So where the dyeing element is coming in. So कॉटन यान इज प्योर कमोडिटी. वहां पे ज्यादा कोई तो वो तो हम पूरा का पूरा आगे फैब्रिक में कन्वर्ट करेंगे. ऑन द टीवी डाइड दैट इज बीन अ फोर्टे फॉर संगम एंड आज तक संगम की ग्रोथ में उसने बहुत अच्छा रोल किया. मेजरली दैट इज वेयर वी बिल्ड द कंपनी टिल डेट फ्रॉम दैट. दैट इज बीन द बिगेस्ट प्रॉफिट ड्राइवर फॉर द कंपनी. So that is something that we would like to maintain even going forward. And so when I say that 25% of the revenue will come from yarn, so that synthetic yarn will be intact. Whatever sale is happening today and incrementally jo bhi isme growth aata rahega, that we would like to maintain as it is.
So roughly synthetic yarn mein hamara margin 8-10% hai or below that.
So
can you give a ballpark number ki kaisa margin difference hota hai fabric synthetic yarn aur garment mein?
देखिए लॉन्ग टर्म अगर अपन पिछले एक डेकेड का एवरेज निकालेंगे तो यार्न मार्जिन्स हैव ऑलवेज बीन अराउंड मतलब अगर लॉन्ग टर्म एवरेज निकालो तो 10% के ऊपर आएगा. आज के डेट में दोज मार्जिन्स आर अंडर एक्सट्रीम प्रेशर. सो बट आई विल नॉट से कि दिस इज नॉट अ सिचुएशन दैट रिमेन्स ऑल द टाइम राइट. सो यार्न मार्जिन्स कैन बी एज हाई एज anywhere between the 15-20% and as low as anywhere between 3-5%, right? So that is the situation currently actually. But long term average, अपन इसको कह सकते हैं कि 10% के आसपास मार्जिन हमेशा रहता है इसमें.
फैब्रिक और गारमेंट में
देखिए गारमेंटिंग में भी अगर अपन इसको देखेंगे तो anywhere between 15-20% मार्जिन अगर कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन पूरा हो जाए तो इट कैन गो अप टिल 20%. नहीं तो 15-20% का रेंज गारमेंट में भी रहता है. फैब्रिक साइड इफ आई डोंट काउंट माय यार्न मार्जिन सो आई कैन ऐड एनीवेयर बिटवीन सो यार्न मार्जिन के ऊपर 4-5% ऐड कर सकते हैं फॉर द वैल्यू एडिशन ऑन द फैब्रिक फ्रंट.
ओके ओके और एक सर एक स्ट्रेटेजी के वाइज आपने जब इतने सालों के बाद यू हैव पुट लॉट ऑफ कैपेसिटी लास्ट थ्री इयर्स में राइट तो आपका एज अ स्ट्रेटेजी वाइज यू थॉट यू विल गो फॉर द टोटली इंटीग्रेटेड मॉडल करेक्ट
लेकिन
ये धंधे में अगर देखा जाए तो गारमेंटिंग इज स्वीट स्पॉट ओके तो वाई वी डिड नॉट आई मीन आई एम जस्ट आस्किंग योर पर्सपेक्टिव ठीक है विच इज नॉट why didn't we focus totally on as a garmenting and export में जब हमको ज्यादा margin मिलने के chances है then our majority of revenue in India centric तो इस पे क्या है सर आपका thought
right so देखिए again मैं पहले garment वाली बात कर लेता हूँ see संगम में total revenue mix का 1-2% business garment से आता है तो एनी काइंड ऑफ स्ट्रेटेजी व्हेन आई से कि अगर हम उसको भी डबल करने का ट्राई कर रहे हैं सो लेट्स से 80-100 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू करंट रन रेट पे चल रहा था उसको हम अभी 150 का सोच रहे हैं अगले साल 200 का सोच रहे हैं सो देयर इज अ सब्सटेंशियल ग्रोथ ऑन दैट फ्रंट हाउएवर द कंपनी इज ऑल्सो ग्रोइंग सो संगम रेवेन्यू वॉज एट 1800 करोड़ मे बी 3 or 4 ईयर अगो टूडे इज एट 2700 करोड़ 2 ईयर जगह वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट 4000 करोड़ सो द बेस इज ऑल्सो ग्रोइंग उसके अंदर गारमेंट का बिजनेस भी ग्रो हो रहा है पर परसेंटेज टू द बिजनेस जैसे अभी मैं कह रहा हूँ 3% आगे 5-6% हो जाएगा सो ऐसा नहीं है फोकस नहीं है बट इट हमारा फोर्टे हमेशा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग रहा है यंग साइड पे एंड नाउ द फोकस इज ऑन द फैब्रिक साइड सो नेचुरली यू विल वॉन्ट टू फोकस मोर ऑन वॉट यू नो एंड वॉट यू बी डूइंग फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम एंड garments as I said it is not non-existent it is a small business that we are trying to build and establish and once we have the capabilities ki usko hum bada scale kar sakte hain to uske upar usko bada uske upar aur zyada focus karenge so that is as far as देखिए अभी इसमें भी ऐसा जरूरी नहीं है कि एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट और डोमेस्टिक मार्केट में एक्सपोर्ट में हमेशा ज्यादा कमाई होती है ऑन द कॉन्ट्ररी देर आर लॉट ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स दैट वी डू वेयर द डोमेस्टिक मार्जिन्स आर वे हायर देन द एक्सपोर्ट मार्जिन्स सो दिस इज टोटली डिपेंड ऑन प्रोडक्ट टू प्रोडक्ट मार्केट टू मार्केट चेंजेस होते रहते हैं माय 1/3 ऑफ द बिजनेस कम्स फ्रॉम एक्सपोर्ट्स एज आई मेंशनड In the denim business, we are among the not among maybe the largest exporter of denim fabric in by volume in the country. So focus वहाँ पे भी है. But as like we don't really see it from this point of view कि export में कमाई ज़्यादा है इसलिए या export ज़्यादा इसलिए बढ़ाया जाए because export मतलब we have to also see that हमको कौन से product कहाँ margins better मिल रहे हैं. तो उसके हिसाब से फोकस एंड स्ट्रैटेजी बढ़ती रहती है सो इट्स नॉट लाइक वी आर डिपेंडेंट पर्टिकुलरली ऑन वन मार्केट प्रेजेंस अक्रॉस है एंड जहां पे मार्जिन बेटर मिलते हैं वहां पे हम थोड़ा बहुत जो जैसे एक्सपोर्ट का नंबर भी 30-40% के बीच में फर्क आता रहता है नॉर्मल अगर मैं एवरेज करूँ तो 1/3 के आसपास हम हमेशा कर ही लेते हैं 33-35% हो जाता है बट कभी 40% भी गया हुआ है पास्ट में और नीचे में 30% भी हो जाता है
सर
आई वुड से आई थिंक दिस इज स्टिल अ वेरी डिसेंट नंबर लाइक 1/3 ऑफ 35-40% ऑफ बिजनेस कमिंग फ्रॉम एक्सपोर्ट इज नॉट अ स्मॉल नंबर
या गुड नंबर सो व्हाट एवर द बिजनेस मॉडल वी हैव इज करंटली टोटली इंटीग्रेटेड मॉडल राइट सो इंटीग्रेटेड मॉडल में देन ऑल्सो यू आर गाइडिंग फॉर 10-12% वाला मार्जिन देन व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ हैविंग अ इंटीग्रेटेड मॉडल रादर देन बी अ सिंगल आई मीन गारमेंट प्लेयर और फैब्रिक प्लेयर और ऐसा So integrated model में तो we should gain more margin, right? That is what my thinking is. You can correct.
No, you are absolutely correct. See, currently, like पिछले 4-6-8 quarters से yarn margins extreme pressure में रहे हैं. So when we are seeing purely yarn driven companies, वहाँ पे margin are coming. Even this quarter, when we compare to purely yarn driven companies, margin are ranging 2-5%. We are at 10%. तो अभी ये जो margin को lag कर रहा है वो because of there are very low margins on the yarn business. But as I said, historically this number is looking low right now. Normally ये 10% के आसपास हमेशा रहता है. So once this becomes 10, we are looking at a more than 15% margin level. हम 12% का दे रहे हैं बिकॉज सी देर इज नो विजिबिलिटी. अभी ऐसा नहीं लग रहा कि कोई नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर ही कोई ये मार्जिन इम्प्रूव होते हुए दिख रहे हैं. सो वी हैव टू बी कंजर्वेटिव इन आवर एस्टिमेट्स एंड डिलीवर ऑन दैट. बट या इट कैन गो अप डेफिनेटली. ये 15-16 हो सकता है अगर यान मार्जिन का स्प्रेड अगर इम्प्रूव हो जाए ये नंबर कैन गो अप सिग्निफिकेंटली. तो
the current participant seems to have disconnected from the call. We'll take the next question, which is from the line of Saurabh Rati, an individual investor. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is with regard to the revenue growth which we are targeting for FY26. You said 15% growth for FY25 or FY24. So what growth we are targeting for FY26?
सर देखिए FY26 हमने गाइडेंस दिया है 4000 करोड़ का. ऑब्वियसली इसके अंदर कुछ तो लाइक नॉर्मल इन्फ्लेशन नंबर्स हैव बीन फैक्टर्ड इन. बट लाइक अगर अपन प्योरली वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ की बात करें तो आई थिंक मे बी वी हैव टू डू लाइक 20% एंड देन अनदर 20% टू रीच दिस नंबर रफली. सो आई थिंक करंट ईयर हम 15% की बात कर रहे हैं एंड वहां से वापस अनदर 20-25% ग्रोथ के ऊपर वी कैन रीच दिस नंबर. तो उसमें देर इज नॉर्मल ग्रोथ दैट विल कम फ्रॉम द करंट बिजनेस एंड देर इज ऑल्सो अ लॉट ऑफ कैपेक्स जो अभी लाइव होना बाकी है. तो आई थिंक दैट नंबर विल एड. सो इन ऑल FY26 आई थिंक वी शुड बी एबल टू अचीव द गाइडेंस वी हैव गिवन.
Okay, and sir, which is the quarter from where we can see significant improvement in margins? What is the internal projection of the company?
Look, very difficult to. So I've been wrong a few times predicting this. It is something that I would not. It is very hard to really say ki kaun se quarter se improve hoga. Haan, par ye zarur keh sakta hu ki agar hum price realization ke angle se dekhen तो शायद पिछले 2-3 क्वार्टर से ट्रेंड आर ऑन द अपवर्ड साइड. हाउएवर वेरी वेरी नॉमिनल, बहुत छोटे चेंजेस हो रहे हैं, बट एटलीस्ट द ट्रेंड्स आर रिवर्सिंग. वो हमारे प्रेजेंटेशन में भी शेयर किया है. सो प्राइसेस आर गोइंग अप बट दे आर वेरी वेरी नॉमिनल. सो लेट अस सी, मतलब लेट अस वेट अनदर 1-2 क्वार्टर्स एंड सी वेयर दिस गोस.
Okay, and sir, lastly, what is our backup plan if in case whatever we are projecting and targeting 4,000 crore revenue, if it doesn't work out and looking at the scenario where debt levels are going up and if we are not able to pay, then what is the backup plan for the company?
सर ये मैंने पहले भी मेंशन किया कॉल के अंदर कि हमारा करंट एबिटा लेवल इज गुड इनफ टू टेक केयर ऑफ द डेट लेवल. सो आई एम नॉट वेरी मच वरीड अबाउट रीपेमेंट्स और द लेवल ऑफ लॉन्ग टर्म डेट इन द कंपनी. सो लाइक अज्यूमिंग वर्स्ट केयर सिनेरियो कि आगे यहाँ से एबिटा ऐड भी ना, कुछ भी एबिटा ऐड ना हो और सारा डेट ऐड हो जाए तो भी आज का एबिटा लेवल उसको टेक केयर कर सकता है.
Okay. Thanks, Ram. Thanks. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the call today, and we trust that we have addressed all your questions to your satisfaction. If you have anything that is remaining unanswered, please feel free to contact our investor relations agency, that's Go India Advisors. We'll be more than happy to assist you further. Thanks again. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining the call today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.